music stars react to the draft decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Cardi B insists there's no drama with Billie Eilish. And here's who's getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's Wednesday, May 4th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Music stars like Halsey and Phoebe Bridgers are among those who reacted Tuesday to a leaked draft of majority decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision protecting a woman's right to choose. The overturning of Roe v. Wade will mark a catastrophic shift in our fundamental rights to body autonomy and reproductive health care, tweeted Halsey. We are the constituents and we have the right and the responsibility to fight this. In a statement she shared on social media, the singer called the ruling a cruel attack on our fundamental right to choose if and when to have a child. Bridgers shared that she had an abortion last October while on tour. I went to Planned Parenthood when they gave me the abortion pill. It was easy. Everyone deserves this kind of access, she tweeted. Singer-songwriter Amanda Shires also made it personal. Recently, I had an ectopic pregnancy. On August 9th, 2021, my fallopian tube ruptured. On August 10th, my life was saved. These are some dark days, she shared on Twitter, getting darker by the minute. Cher warned the overturned Roe v. Wade could only be the beginning, calling it an appetizer. Bette Midler agreed. If they strike down this amendment, what's to stop them striking down others that conservatives don't agree with, she tweeted, calling the U.S. Supreme Court just another political tool and its ruling shameful. Sarah Bareilles said she stands with the masses of you who are enraged and wants to fight back, she tweeted. Women don't get pregnant by themselves. Why is there zero sense of shared responsibility? It's pathetic. Questlove used his platform to encourage men to support women through what he called a state of emergency. The Roots musician wrote, "This isn't a, man, that's a woman's thing. Someone in our life, be it your mother, your daughter, your sister, your cousin, your aunt, your next door neighbor, your girlfriend, your other girlfriend, your side John, your coworker, a BFF of one of the aforementioned, and especially you. It affects them, it affects us." We've got some more reactions from the music community in the link in this description. Cardi B clapped back at those on social media who try to start drama between her and Billie Eilish. "Why do y'all want to turn everything to a mess?" the rap star asked in a tweet. The fuss began when the clip was Eilish is seen looking towards Cardi B at a Met Gala after party and saying to someone, "So weird." Eilish, concerned that Cardi would see the clip and think she was being shaded, DM'd Cardi to explain that she was calling the people around you weird because everybody around you was shoving their phones into your ass, and I was like, "Aw, just look at her with their eyes." Cardi, who shared the DM on Twitter, replied, "The internet's trying to divide us. They don't understand that you're my baby." Cardi tweeted, "I hate the internet because one, how do you turn one of the most lit parties into drama? And two, Ocean Eyes is the song I cater to my daughter. Three, Billy is my effing baby. Yesterday, from the Met party to everything was drama free." Judas Priest, Eminem, and Dolly Parton are among the acts chosen to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Also going in are Duran Duran, Eurythmics, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, and Pat Benatar. This year's inductees were selected in a vote by about 1,100 music industry insiders. They will be honored on November 5th at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. Eminem, Parton, Simon, and Richie were all first-time nominees on the list of 17 finalists that were released in February. To be eligible for consideration, acts have to be released their first commercial recording at least 25 years earlier. In March, Parton said she was taking her name out of consideration, but Rock Hall officials said it was too late to change the ballot. Last week, the country legend said she will gracefully accept if chosen. It was always my belief that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was for people in rock music. I have found out lately it's not necessarily that, Parton explained. But if they can't go there to be recognized, where do they go? So I just felt I'd be taking away from someone who maybe deserved it, certainly more than me since I never considered myself a rock artist. But obviously, there's more to it than that. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.